Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once again. And there's been a terrible proposal from the Labour Party. Not sure they're going to go through with it, but they are mooting the idea of criminalising smoking in pub gardens. Because way back in, when was it, June 2006, if memory serves, was it 2007? They banned smoking in restaurants, pubs, and so on. The only workplace where smoking is allowed, so far as I know, are hotel rooms, is that right? Prison cells, because people live there. Police interview rooms, I believe, so they can say, want a cigarette to get the person to open up, or indeed psychiatric hospitals, because some of the psychiatric patients are also heavy smokers, and without tobacco, they'd just be unmanageable. Anyway, so it's yet another unwarranted intrusion on liberty. Freedom is taken away by my small increments, yet another usurpation. I think this is only for England, not the entire United Kingdom, we shall see, but where one of the parts, provinces, states, nations, whatever you want to call them in the United Kingdom, does, the others tend to follow, even if it's Northern Ireland starts off and maybe Wales comes last and England, Scotland somewhere in the middle. So it's a truly terrible thing to take away freedoms to smoke. In pub gardens. So smoking kills. Yes, I know that. Everybody knows that. We've known that for decades. We know that since 1950. I know it kills, which is no reason to outlaw. And that's what they're moving towards. They've talked about this. I don't think they've actually introduced the bill yet to gradually raise the smoking age to 19, to 20, to 21, which is discriminatory amongst the youngest adults. We decided the age of adulthood is 18, right? I mean, you could have said 16, you could have said 21. But therefore, a certain category of adults are going to be discriminated against. I don't care that you're 18 or 118, you're an adult and must be allowed to do this. So it's appalling that people are going to have their choices taken away. And that's what freedom is, to decide to do this, to do that, to people that have the right to make their own decisions, including unwise decisions. And you know, smokers, they know it's going to kill them, all right? In many cases it does kill them. You know what's going to kill you? Life. We're going to outlaw that too, okay? Not everybody wants to live to 150. What is your greatest pleasure in life? Is it a food? Is it a drink? Is it a sport? Is it sex? Is it whatever? Would you give up your greatest pleasure in return for one more year in a nursing home at the end of your life? And I think very, very few people would do, because suppose it's marathon running, good for your health, but you could push yourself too hard, die in a, have a heart attack or something like that, or cycling or fall off your bike, or driving fast, even with a speed limit, or mountain climbing. It's preposterous to suggest that people shouldn't be allowed to do these things because they're all inherently dangerous. So some people enjoy smoking. You think they're addicted. Well, I mean, I don't think that's always true. There's a spectrum. I mean, if you have one puff, are you addicted and never smoke again? If you're a 70-a-day person, are you addicted? I don't know. So some people, yeah, they have a smoking habit. That doesn't automatically follow they're addicted. And people say addiction isn't a choice. Well, it's certainly a choice to start, but surely every puff is a choice. And there are more means to give up than ever before. As in nicotine patches, electronic cigarettes, and all these free smoking cessation courses. Moreover, because of the advancements in oncology, pulmonary cancer and so forth is less likely to be fatal than it ever was before. And on those grounds, the limitations ought to be reduced and not increased, because the morbidity associated with smoking is no longer as high as it was. I mean, extending longevity is surely not our priority, as we've got the highest life expectancy ever, all right? So the government should back off and get out of people's personal lives, and the government should get on and dealing with public matters, not private matters. They say, oh yes, but the NHS has to deal with these people. Yeah, the NHS has to deal with everybody, and smoking funds them so much, you know? If they think really smoking is so immoral, they want nothing to do with it. All right, abolish all tax on cigarettes then, if you're not willing to have anything to do with it, because a pack of cigarettes is about £10, and like £9 of that is taxation. If it's so dirty, if you really can't have anything to do with it, back off. Well, first of all, I do agree about hard drugs. And yes, they're very dangerous to people. But criminalization doesn't stop. That's another point. We can't even stop heroin. How on earth are we going to stop tobacco? And the police at their work caught out trying to stop this. There's a LEAP, L-E-A-P, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, say that, you know, the West declared a war on drugs a century ago, and drugs have won. And you see the casualties, the body count of the war on drugs, of the junkies who've overdosed, the people who've been murdered by drug addicts. So drugs cannot be made safe, but they can be made less dangerous, and to take them in a less harmful way in certain rooms under medical supervision. And by the only thing I applaud the Scottish National Party on is doing this. And Scotland has this good model. Switzerland is a good model. Portugal has a good model. So we can't have no drug overdose. We can have fewer and less likely to be needles full of blood left in the playground. I've seen that in Dublin and floating in the lavatory. I saw that in Dublin likewise. So that's what we need to do. And fewer gang wars and take money out of the hands of criminals and so forth. So less violent crime. So cigarettes, no, allow people to smoke in a pub garden. And now Baroness Morgan, one of the most detestable Conservative politicians of local modern times, saying, oh, it affects other people. Well, only if you go there, exercise your choice. Don't go there. I don't like the smell of it. That was her argument for criminalizing it. Well, maybe I'll have to criminalize her perfume. It affects me, by the way. I mean, this is nonsense. And actually say, well, then, why do you bring back smoking in pubs and restaurants? Although that is a bit different. I wouldn't necessarily be against that. Yes, I prefer a smoke-free pub or a restaurant without it. But, you know, it was my choice to go into them. What I propose is a middle way, is a certain number of smoking licenses sold for some pubs and restaurants, and they are going to pay more for it. And smokers or some people willing would be go there, but be sort of 1 out of 10 or something. And it's be difficult to be able to work there. But what about the waiters, waitresses, bar staff? Forget it. Well, that's the choice you make. That's an occupational hazard. You know it's dangerous. Don't do it, or else do it. Okay, and you accept the risk then. Valenti, not fit in your ear. They never have a real choice. They do have a real choice. It's about time to start treating adults as adults and saying, yes, you have rights, you have responsibilities, you make choices, you take actions, you accept consequences. And that's what freedom is. Okay, freedom has repercussions. Freedom is not free, as there is a cost to it, a financial cost, a health cost, and so on. But we should not be oppressed, pushed around, micromanaged by this nanny state poking its nose into every tiny facet of everyone's existence and trying to dictate every single action. So people have got countless choices to give up, all right? So smokers on average die 14 years younger than non-smokers. All right, we know that. The way you bang on about it, even they die about 100 years younger than non-smokers. And people don't necessarily want to live that long a time. So of course we should allow smoking in pub gardens and so forth. And it's part of this stealth criminalization of smoking, and it's part of this infantilization of adults, of effectively stretching legal minority into the 20s. Oh, these people at university have got to be protected from the depredations of the dons and so forth. So it really is ridiculous. So, you know, we bring back tobacco advertising. The anti-tobacco movement have their say. Fine. Okay, I applaud that. Smoking warnings. There are terrible things about smoking. The public need to be informed. But there's another side. People think it's good. People enjoy it or whatever. So they must be allowed to have their say too. And that's what it is. Teach the debate. I don't think there's anyone in his right mind who disputes that smoking has a deleterious impact on people's health. You know, it does so much for us. Okay, so people, you know, non-smokers, they're going to die at 78 on average. Smokers are going to die at 64 on average. And so the NHS is going to spend less money on you because of that. And they're actually keeping the pension systems going, which collapsed a long time ago if it wasn't for people smoking. Smoking kills. Yes, I know that. I know what death is, like everybody else. I've seen dead bodies of friends and relatives. I went to my friend's funeral today. He died at 46, and smoking was a contributory factor. So I accept that. It's partly through his choices that he died prematurely, all right? And that does hurt other people, but that's what freedom is. And you want to take away all freedom. And so the next logical step is they're going to outlaw alcohol. You might think it's ridiculous, but you know, 30 years ago, when people said they're going to outlaw tobacco advertising, no, that'll never happen. They will ban smoking in pubs and restaurants. No, that'll never happen. They will outlaw smoking in pub gardens. No, that will never happen. They will outlaw alcohol. It'll happen. They'll try that. After alcohol, they'll go for tea. They'll go for coffee. They'll go for chocolate. They'll go for sugar. They'll go for salt. They'll go for meat. Mark my words. Remember where you headed first. We have to be firm with these people, because then they'll have us all in bed at 7 o'clock, eaten tofu and done compulsory Pilates. Okay, so watch out for oppression, right? Fight for your freedom. Stand up for smoking. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.